Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And it has been such an incredible week cooking with asparagus. I love them when they're in season. I absolutely adore them. And even when they're not in season, you know, I try to stay away from anything that's not in season. And that's what we want to teach everybody here on the California Fresh Kitchen here on Agnet West Radio, that the most important thing that we can do constantly is stay with the seasons. It's good for our farms. It's good for our valley. And most important, it's good for us because we're staying in the season. We're eating all the fruits and the vegetables that are available to us, not only at their best, but also at their greatest price. And that's very important, especially, you know, sometimes when we live in a tough economy, it's always important that we remember, support our local farms, support our local restaurants, support everything local as much as possible. And that is very, very important. And I promise this recipe I'm about to give you is very important as well. And we are coming at you once again from beautiful Quail Park here in Visalia, California. And we're absolutely just loving it here. Let's get started. Grilled chimichurri asparagus tips. And I promise this is a recipe everybody will love and be able to enjoy. What we're going to need first is 8 ounces of asparagus tips. Now, the asparagus tip is the top part of the asparagus, but we don't give exactly the top part. What I want to do is cut my asparagus completely in half, and then that half, I want to go ahead and use that for the recipe. The other half we can use for soup, sauces, whatever. But those are the most tender parts of the asparagus, is that halfway point between the top and the middle. That's what we want. What we're going to need are 2 ounces of Arbasana olive oil. I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California. The Rosenthal family has the greatest olive oil I've ever had. We're going to add in the 2 ounces of asparagus with our 2 ounces of the Arbasana olive oil. 2 cloves of garlic that we're going to go ahead and we're going to peel those and we're going to mince those up. I don't want to turn it to a paste because I want this to have some body to it. And the very next thing we're going to do as well is we're going to add in 2 ounces of cilantro. And always remember, when you're looking for cilantro, that you want to make sure there's no brown on the leaves. That's very important because that's going to be kind of funky. We definitely don't want that at all. What I add after I put in my cilantro, and remember also with cilantro, the main flavor of your cilantro, everybody thinks it's in the leaves, but it's actually in the stem. And if you don't believe me, take a bite of the leaf, take a bite of the stem, and you tell me what it is that you really enjoy. Because I'm telling you, as a chef, this is these little things that we do constantly to help make other people better and also make ourselves better because we constantly keep learning. But yeah, so let's do the cilantro, stem and all. 1 lemon, salt and pepper to taste. We're going to go ahead and mix this around. I'm going to let this marinate for about 5 to 10 minutes. Put it on my grill, 2 to 3 minutes, and I promise you will love this. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.